from the heart of downtown North Platte, it's time for Mugs in the Morning on KODY 1240 AM 106.1 FM. Listen to the show online at huskerradio.com or on the free KODY mobile app. Now it's time for the show. Here's your host of Mugs in the Morning, Tristan Winder.
And welcome into Mugs in the Morning on KODY, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM, both members of the Husker Radio Group. Your time in Tampa, service of Grease Monkey. Grease Monkey, conveniently located on the ones in North Platte. At 8:06, it's 38 degrees. Sunny today with a high near 72. Again, your time in Tampa, service of Grease Monkey. At 8:06, it's 38 degrees. Sunshine our way today, folks, with a high near 72. And enjoy that sunshine while you can, because we do have some rain and maybe a thunderstorm coming this evening and a chance of drizzle after 11 o'clock tonight. We'll dive into a deeper check of that forecast coming up here on KODY's Mugs in the Morning. Right now, 8:07, 38 degrees. Your time and temp is always a service of Grease Monkey. Welcome in Mark Woods joining us here this morning to discuss his candidacy for City Council in North Platte. Mr. Woods running to represent Ward 4 here for City Council. Good morning, Mark, and how are you?
Good morning. I'm excited. I've never done this before. It's a new experience for me. And well, thanks for having me on.
Glad to have you here in the studio this morning. And City Council running for Ward 4. Now, before we talk about City Council and talk about city government, give us a bit of background on yourself, if you don't mind.
Okay. Well, I grew up mostly in the Denver area, and when I got married and was having my first child, and the guy who taught me to lay flooring asked me to come up here and work for him. So I didn't want to raise my kids in Denver, so I've been here since 81.
Okay.
Is when I moved here, and I thought about the other day, and other than my first place, I've basically lived in Ward 4 the whole time.
Okay.
And all I have a rental business. My wife and I buy old houses and rehab them.
Okay.
And every one of them is in Ward 4, except for one.
Awesome.
It kind of made me chuckle.
Yeah, it's funny how that works out.
Yeah.
Right?
But I'm getting ready to retire from the flooring business, which is one reason I'll have time, I think, to do justice to the job. And I don't know. I have 5 kids, a lovely wife, 11 grandkids.
Oh,
I love living here.
Yep.
And I'd really think maybe I could have some good ideas, maybe help this town move in the right direction.
Now, you mentioned Denver kind of the home front for you growing up and as a young adult. North Platte was the opportunity presented itself in terms of coming here to lay flooring, but obviously you've chosen to make this your home and you chose to raise your kids here. Why North Platte, even after the job opportunity, and why all these years, why North Platte?
I like it here. The people were always so friendly, and it's a small town.
Mm-hmm.
I had enough of
enough of Denver,
yeah,
the big city life.
Know,
yeah,
I used to drive an hour to pick up my rug, and then an hour out to the job site. Traffic everywhere. It takes an hour to get anywhere. I love it here.
Absolutely, couldn't agree more with you.
Yeah.
So tell us what inspired you to run for city council. I know that you mentioned retirement's coming up for you, but city council, it's a big task even for those that may enter into the retirement world. So what inspired you to run for a representative in Ward 4?
Well, honestly, I talked to people and tried to get somebody else to do it, but nobody would. I mean, I filed like 2 hours before the deadline, hoping somebody else of a like mind would, but they didn't, so I did. But, you know, our city's in trouble. You know, we have some real issues, and there's a lot of people working to make it better.
Mm-hmm.
And being in business all my life, I think I'm a sensible man, and I think I probably have some ideas that could help, but somebody has to do it. And like I said, I've always liked government, and it's not my thing, really. I don't like crowds. I like being in the background, so it's quite a step out for me. I felt like I had to do it.
A positive nudge, it sounds like. And in talking to you off the air before we started the program today, I know that you mentioned you've been going to the city council meetings here for about a year or so. And
mm-hmm.
What inspired you to go to those meetings and to observe them?
Well, it's like I said, I've always liked government. It interests me how it works.
It is fascinating.
Yeah, and I thought, well, if I learned some more, maybe I could get on, you know, maybe a board or something, mm-hmm. you know, to help out the city, to give back. I've lived here almost 40 years, and all I've done really is worked for myself, mm-hmm. you know, to enrich myself. And
well, but that also the community as well, so I wouldn't sell yourself short,
yes,
obviously.
Yes, I spend a lot of money, you know, to hire people and do a lot of work.
Yeah,
but,
well, and supplies. You buy all your supplies here in Oakland, too. So.
So I thought, well, that would be interesting, too, and you know, you should give back to the community. It's a good thing.
Absolutely it is. Absolutely it is. And I always admire, you know, there's great people here that this has been their home forever. They were born here, raised here. But I always have such an admiration for the people that moved here and they chose to make this their home and make it their permanent home. Obviously, people that were born here and choose to live here as adults do the same thing. But you had one tie to North Platte when it all started, and it was a job opportunity here. And now here you are 40 years later running to represent the city as a city councilman because you fell in love with the city so much.
That's true. It's just a nice place to live. Most people are friendly. There are a lot of good people here. I mean, I've worked everywhere in town. I've run my own business. I got out of it because I didn't like retail. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had a carpet store for a while, but it just wasn't the thing for me. I like working with my hands. I like being out. I like being at a different place every day. I get to talk to lots of people. Actually, like in the political world, I'd rather talk to the people that don't agree with me because you learn things.
Common ground can be reached.
Yeah, it's good to hear their viewpoint, and, you know, it shapes you. And it makes you examine your viewpoint and see if you really believe it or if it's just, you know, it's what everybody else thinks.
Absolutely. Again, we have Mark Woods joining us here this morning discussing his candidacy for North Platte City Council, Ward 4. Three people in this race, so this is going to be something that it's a tightly contested race here for Ward 4. Now, Mr. Woods, if elected to City Council, what are some issues that you're excited to discuss and possibly tackle?
Well, one of the main things that got me, of course,
sure,
it's a very divisive issue in this town. I believe it needs to be sold. I don't believe city government should be in competition with private business. I'm a free market capitalist all the way, and I just don't like government involvement with business. That's the number one thing. Housing, the city's talking a lot about housing. I hear a lot of talk of getting rid of old houses, building new ones, kind of on the idea that if we build them, people will come, which I kind of got a little problem with. I'm not sure that's exactly right. I came here for a job. The guy who hired me rented me a house. I came, we moved in. Mm-hmm. I mean, that wasn't important. I've always gone anywhere for a job.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And in the housing, I'm in that field.
Yep.
I know a lot of people that buy old houses and fix them up.
Mm-hmm.
And they do it on their own without any government help.
And I was going to say, in terms of the housing issue, because housing is a hot topic here for the citizens of North Platte, and one that's being discussed quite heavily, not only here on the campaign trail, but by those elected officials we currently have. And you understand housing very much here in the city of North Platte, particularly within your ward. You mentioned you and your lovely wife have rental homes. You work to fix these homes up and then rent them out to different people here in the community. So you understand the housing issue and the housing conversations, obviously, because you have direct involvement with it as a landlord.
Mm-hmm. I do it on, you know, I do it on a small scale.
Well, sure, sure.
You know,
but even one rental, you understand, you know. And owning a home, owning one home, owning your own home, you understand a little bit.
Yeah.
Owning multiple.
It's quite a deal.
Quite
but
a venture, I'm sure.
I do understand what it takes to get a house up and running. You know, to provide a quality product. I hear a lot of talk about horrible landlords, and yes, there are a few.
There's a few bad apples.
But most of, I mean, I know a lot of people that do it. It's amazing how many people own a rental property.
Yeah.
I meet people and they go, oh, yeah, we have a rental. And mm-hmm. It's like, wow. Now, I'm doing it this is my retirement.
Well, sure.
I love doing it. I love taking I buy old crummy houses. And I love fixing them up, you know, and making a good product. So.
And it sounds like something that you and the missus enjoy quite a bit. And you mentioned all of the rentals within Ward 4 with the exception of one as well. So the other one obviously still here in the city of North Platte, I imagine.
Yes.
Okay. Again, we're talking to Mark Woods this morning discussing his candidacy for City Council Ward 4. Mark, if there's somebody out there that wants to get additional information about you as a candidate or pick your brain about different city issues, how can they do so?
I hope everybody will. I mean, that's one of my problems is that the citizens aren't involved enough. I mean, I want to represent Ward 4, but you have to talk to me and tell me mm-hmm. what's on your mind. I know what I believe, but I'm representing them. So they can get a hold of me at 534-5458. Now, I still work, so I will get back with you. You know, don't get upset. I'm not sitting at home.
Not yet.
Even then I won't, because then I'm transferring to my rental business. But then I'll only have one full-time job instead of two. And you can get a hold of me at my email. It's M as in Mark, T as in Terry, Woods, Woods, 52@gmail.com. And I would appreciate any comments, questions. I'd love to answer it.
And folks, if you did not catch that email, we do have that here at the studio, so feel free to call the studio anytime and ask for me. I'd be happy to pass along Mr. Woods' email to you. And I like what you mentioned a few moments ago as well, Mark. You want to have conversations with people that maybe disagree a little bit with you, or maybe they agree with some points but might disagree with one or two as well. You want to have those conversations.
Yes, I do. I mean, everybody's got a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
My life, I've worked with a lot of people. And I probably shouldn't say this, but I've worked with some real morons.
Absolutely.
But even from them, I've always learned something.
Yep.
You know, a good idea or a different viewpoint that just makes you look at something a different way.
Yes, absolutely. So, it gives you a different perspective, if nothing else.
Yeah. And I'll be honest with you, I was talking to Jim at Twin Rivers Auto Body the other day. He's kind of my neighbor. He just lives, he just has his business down the mm-hmm. street. And he asked me about 9th Street because it needs to be fixed. And I told him, yeah, I'm going to try.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm one guy. I mean, I don't know if I can help you, but sure, we'll try. I'll give you a straight answer.
Sure. And tell us, do you have any sort of relationship with the two current city council members of Ward 4?
Well, Ed Reeker is my neighbor.
Oh, okay. So you and Ed must be good friends.
Yeah, we are. Ed is an excellent neighbor. He's a really good man.
You know, I'm not trying to get too political with Ed by any means, but he is, you can say what you want about him, but he is a good person who honestly cares about the people of North Platte and a good Christian man.
Yes, he is. And he will tell you exactly what he thinks.
There's the thing that I love about Ed, and Ed and I have become good friends at my days here at the radio station. The thing that I love about Ed is our world today has so much gray. Our society has gray. With Ed, it's black and it's white, and we need more of that.
Yes. Ed and I are a lot alike, mm-hmm. politically and in a lot of ways.
And it sounds like you might carpool to a couple of city council meetings, possibly, with being next-door neighbors, right?
Well, I never thought about that, but it would save money and all that. Not a bad idea.
Yeah. So, obviously, we did talk about a couple of hot issues here in terms of housing. You mentioned your opinion on the golf course. Anything else that you'd like to mention to the citizens of North Platte and to the Ward 4 voters in terms of local issues that you're running on or have opinions on?
Well, the other thing that got me to go was just development in general.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big fan of TIF, I'll admit that. Like I said, I'm free market. I don't like government money in private enterprise, but that's the way of the world now. I understand you can't just not vote for some things, but development is a big thing. The rail yard that Gary Pearson and the Chamber
the rail park
are working on is an excellent idea. And for the little bit I've heard about it, I think they're going about it the wrong way. I mean, excuse me, the right way. They're going to, start out small and see how it works and maybe get some manufacturing and light industry in here, which is something we really need. I would probably vote for TIF project if it brings in living wage jobs, because that's what this town needs.
Well, Mr. Woods, as you mentioned as well, you have that business background also in terms of owning a carpet store here in the North Platte community for a little bit. And then you've worked in the North Platte community for 40 years, mm-hmm. laying flooring, working on carpeting and different things. So you understand the struggles that our businessmen and businesswomen are facing in this community. And you understand a bit of the job struggle as well, then, as I would imagine.
Well, I think I do. I've worked with just about every type of business in town. And then in the housing industry, that's a whole another field.
That's a ballpark all on its own.
Yeah, lately I've cut back on my work, and I just do apartment buildings now.
Okay.
Which is nice because it's easier schedule and all that. But I know a lot of people. I work with a lot of tradespeople. Doing work for them and them doing work for me. So, yeah, I think I could bring something to the table.
And again, Mark, if folks want to get additional information about you as a candidate or maybe learn about your campaign or your opinions and ideas for North Platte, how can they get that additional information?
Well, they just about have to call me or email me. Mm-hmm. I struggled with going door-to-door, which is what I really wanted to do. But at this time, I kind of feel like maybe that's probably not the best idea.
That darn virus is definitely changing campaign season.
Well, that's why I called you to get on the air.
Absolutely.
I thought, I got to do something, though.
And the CDC is completely fine with radio, so.
Yeah, we're good. There's only two of us.
Yep, and we're practicing the social distancing.
Yeah, we've got 6 foot between
absolutely.
Us, so we're good.
And again, that phone number and that email, if folks want to get additional information from you, Mark.
Okay, my personal phone number is 534-5458, and my email address is mtwoods52@gmail.com.
Anything else you'd like to add this morning, Mark?
Well, I'm just happy to run. It's kind of a new chapter in my life for me. I'm excited about it. Like I said, it's really different for me. Actually, this is an appropriate day because when I told my family and friends I was running, they're like, "What? You're joking, right?"
There's a bit of a shock and awe factor.
Yeah, they're thinking like, "That's not you." But like I said, I believe that we all should give back something to the community, and hopefully I'll do a good job. I hope if I'm elected, that I represent my constituents well.
Well, Mark, it's been a pleasure chatting with you this morning. Look forward to seeing you more out on the campaign trail.
Well, thank you, and thank you again for letting me come on.
Glad to have you this morning. We'll have more coming up on Mugs in the Morning after these messages here on KOD.